I have never been what you'd call a crying man. My ex-wife said that my non-existent emotional gradient was the main reason she was leaving me, as if the guy she met in her AA meetings was beside the point. Christy said she supposed she could forgive me, not crying at her father's funeral. I'd only known him for 6 years and couldn't understand what a wonderful, giving man he had been. A Mustang convertible as a high school graduation present, for instance. But then, when I didn't cry at my own parents' funerals, they died just 2 years apart. Dad of stomach cancer and Mom of a thunderclap heart attack while walking on a Florida beach. She began to understand the non-existent gradient thing. I was unable to feel my feelings in AA speak. I have never seen you shed tears, she said, speaking in the flat tones people use when they're expressing the absolute final deal breaker in a relationship. Even when you told me I had to go to rehab or you were leaving. This conversation happened about 6 weeks before she packed her things, drove them across town, and moved in with Mel Thompson. Boy meets girl on the AA campus. That's another saying they have in those meetings. I didn't cry when I saw her off. I didn't cry when I went back inside the little house with the great big mortgage either. The house where no baby had come or now ever would. I just lay down on the bed that now belonged to me alone and put my arm over my eyes and mourned. Tearlessly. But I'm not emotionally blocked. Christy was wrong about that. One day when I was 9, my mother met me at the door when I came home from school. She told me my collie Rags had been struck and killed by a truck that hadn't even bothered to stop. I didn't cry when we buried him, although my dad told me nobody would think less of me if I did, but I cried when she told me. Partly because it was my first experience of death, mostly because it had been my responsibility to make sure he was safely penned up in our backyard. And I cried when Mom's doctor called me and told me what had happened that day on the beach. I'm sorry, but there was no chance, he said. Sometimes it's very sudden, and doctors tend to see that as a blessing.